For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Friday marks the 14th anniversary of the September 11th attacks in the United States. A service will be held at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum, along with other activities across New York City, to commemorate the tragedy and pay respects to those who lost their lives. Nearly 3,000 people were killed when commercial airplanes hijacked by terrorists were flown into the World Trade Center in central New York. Another plane crashed into the Pentagon, while a fourth craft crashed into a field in Pennsylvania before reaching its intended target. Several organizations will visit the NASDAQ market site in Times Square for a commemorative ceremony and to officially ring the NASDAQ stock market opening bell. NASDAQ U.S. markets will observe a moment of silence at 9:25 in the morning Eastern Time in remembrance of September 11th victims and their families. There are now 165 confirmed deaths from the warehouse explosion in Tianjin last month. Authorities now say 8 people remain missing, including 5 firefighters. So far, 99 firefighters, 11 police officers, and 55 civilians are confirmed to have been killed. 2 explosions ripped through a warehouse at the port of Tianjin at around 11:30 p.m. on August 12th. Large amounts of toxic chemicals have been stored at the site, including around 700 tons of sodium cyanide. At least 25 people are unaccounted for after a river burst its banks near the city of Joso, Japan, on Friday. This is as a result of torrential rains triggered by Typhoon Itao, which swept eastern and northern Japan. Heavy rains cause houses to be swept away, with muddy floodwaters also submerging a number of homes. Police and rescue services, including helicopters, are attempting to save those who've escaped to rooftops, with the dramatic scenes being recorded by local TV stations. Rescuers also tried to extricate people washed away in their cars after the river flooded roads. The Japan Meteorological Agency's issued its highest warning for Sendai, the capital of Miyagi Prefecture, in advance of unprecedented torrential rains. Emergency work to repair the broken levees on the Kinugawa River will commence later on Friday. Members of Parliament in the UK will vote on a proposal to introduce assisted dying for the terminally ill across England and Wales on Friday. House of Commons debate comes after Labour MP Rob Maris tabled his private member's bill on this issue. The draft legislation would allow terminally ill people to be given a deadly dose of drugs so long as a patient has 6 months to live or less and 2 doctors have approved the action. The bill would also introduce a conscience clause so doctors and nurses would not have to get involved with the procedure if they didn't want to. New York State is looking forward to more economic cooperation with China. An American official says New York is looking for more foreign direct investment from China. She also says although China has slowed its annual GDP growth to around 7%, its contribution to the world's economy is still large. Consul General of China in New York, Zhang Qiyue, echoed the official by saying that the economic relation between China and the United States is playing an increasingly important role in the overall diplomatic relationship. China's economic regulators approved the construction of 3 new railroads in central and southwestern regions. The project has an estimated total investment of 143 billion yuan, or around 22 billion U.S. dollars. One of the new high-speed railways will link cities in Henan and Hebei with Chongqing Municipality at 118 billion yuan. It's the biggest among the new projects. With a top speed of 350 kilometers per hour, the 800-kilometer-long railway is expected to carry 60 million passengers annually. 2 other tracks will be traditional rail and will help to improve transportation in Yunnan in the southwest. The construction of the 3 railroads is expected to be completed in the next 4 to 6 years. Former vice chairman of China Travel Service Wang Shui-ting is being expelled from the Communist Party of China for suspected rule violations and criminal offenses. The Central Commission for Discipline Inspection announced the news on Friday and says it found that Wang took advantage of his post to seek benefits and extorted and accepted bribes while working at state-owned enterprise China Resources. Wang bribed his way to promotion, illegally occupied official residences, and cheated his way to bonuses and reimbursement. He was also found to have helped his wife get paid for a nominal post. Prosecutors have confirmed a case against Wang has been filed. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.